Hello, I'm Jason Elkins with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm here with Dwayne Crawford, a lead auditor with the OIG's Office of Program Evaluation. Today, we're discussing a new OIG report about teleworking. Welcome, Dwayne.
Thanks, Jason. Glad to be here.
Dwayne, I think most people have a general idea of what telework is, but how does the federal government define it?
The federal government defines telework as a work arrangement that allows an employee to perform work at an approved alternate work site during any part of regular paid hours.
So people doing their work at locations different from where they normally would be doing it, like at an office.
That's right.
Some of our listeners might not know that federal government employees often telework. Why does the federal government let employees telework?
Planning for establishing telework in the federal government began more than a decade ago as an effort to address transportation concerns. The concept grew into an important flexible work arrangement and a powerful tool for recruiting and retaining federal employees. Over the years, the practice of telework has continued to receive attention due to its potential to improve employee morale, enhance work-life balance for employees, and improve the competitive position of the federal government for attracting the best and brightest workforce. As far as the work itself, telework also can increase federal capacity to achieve mission and operation goals and maximize organizational productivity.
In my mind, the capability to work despite emergencies impacting facilities and infrastructure and other circumstances that used to keep federal employees from working is the obvious huge advantage. Am I right?
Yes. In recent years, the focus on telework has expanded to view it as a strategic management tool for coping with potential disruption in the workplace due to severe weather and other emergencies. Another huge advantage, as you say, is the reduction in overhead costs and real estate footprint of the federal government while continuing to deliver timely service to the public.
Dwayne, as a federal employee myself, I know that an initiative like this could not come to fruition without some major policy to ensure federal teleworking employees are on the up and up and give careful thought to carrying out this program efficiently.
You're right about that, Jason. The Telework Enhancement Act of 2010, which applies to all federal executive branch agencies, is the applicable overarching law. And that law requires that the head of each agency establish a policy under which eligible employees of that agency may be authorized to telework. The act also directs the Office of Personnel Management, which serves as a human resource agency for the entire government, to assist all executive agencies in developing telework programs and to provide guidance for them.
So for the program evaluation just concluded, you and your team reviewed the EPA's telework policy, I presume.
Yes, EPA policies support the use of telework and indeed establish the eligibility of employees to participate in telework based on the extent to which their work is portable and other requirements outlined in the policies. We also found that EPA telework policies are consistent with the Office of Personnel Management's guidance.
So whose shoulders does it fall on to carry out and enforce these policies at the lowest level?
Employees and their managers. EPA policies even states that because telework requires collaboration between management and employees, both parties have responsibilities for its success.
Did your review look at this aspect?
Definitely. We wanted to see whether managers actually receive the required training to supervise teleworking employees and if managers are familiar with teleworking too.
What did you find out?
We surveyed EPA managers and found out that almost all had received required training to supervise their teleworking employees. Our survey also showed that EPA managers have been using various tools and methods to monitor work accomplished by their teleworking staff.
What exactly are these tools you are referring to?
Work meetings, telephone calls, emails, and video conferencing.
Oh, okay. Sounds like everything is generally up to par and running smoothly in EPA's telework program.
Yes. However, EPA managers did tell us that additional tools, training, or other policies are needed to improve the telework program.
Specifically, what kind of things did the managers tell you are needed?
We grouped the responses into six categories: better communication tools, consistent policy agency-wide, expanded training for staff, union policy ratification, outcome-based management, and more flexibility for managers.
Got it. Thanks, Dwayne, for taking the time to talk about teleworking in the federal government, especially at the EPA, and the findings from your report. The report is on our website, along with other Office of Inspector General work, at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.